listeners, welcome to my podcast today. If you're just joining me on Audio Mac, this is my first podcast. And for my Apple subscribers, my Spotify, my Anchor, my Google Podcast, this is my second podcast. So without much ado, let's jump right into today's topic. Today's topic will be called divorcing your overprotective parents. We all have that overprotective parents. That parent that don't want you to do anything, like, they're just so controlling. So that's what today's topic will be all about. Stay tuned as I introduce my guests. So welcome back. Yes. I'll be introducing my guest today. The first person will be
Phoebe Johnson.
And the other person?
Michelle Johnson.
And they are my siblings, guys. Surprise! So I decided to bring my siblings to deliberate on this matter today because I feel like we can all relate to that. It's what we call an overprotective parent. Like, my parents were really overprotective of us as kids. So I decided to bring them today to deliberate on this matter. So, Phoebe, what do you understand by overprotectiveness? Like, what do you understand by being an overprotective parent?
Okay, I believe an overprotective parent is someone that is restrictive, someone that is trying to be dominating, controlling of your life, doesn't let you make decisions, right? Like, the decisions that you believe are better for you. They're always trying to try to enforce their own opinions on your life.
You are
not allowed to do some certain things that they believe is
like, they're always trying to, like, control you, like, restrict your I don't know how to put it, Sha, but for protective parents, Sha. Michelle, what is your take on being an overprotective parent?
Basically, I have this feeling that everybody wants to have control. So I feel, based on the fact that parents are the ones that brought you to this world, they would want to just have total control of everything you do. Not because they are, not because they want to, but because they feel they have to.
Like, it's the right
thing. Yes, they feel it's the right thing to do. So that thing, based on the fact that they are the one that brought you to this world, they feel they should just control you. They feel they are your mini gods on it.
Yes.
I think my parents have used that word
over and over.
So that's what I see.
Coming from Nigeria, our parents are obviously overprotective. Most parents in Nigeria are very, very overprotective. I don't know of other countries, but watching Asian shows soon, you can see that your parents are very, very overprotective. So, like, it's a matter, like, most teenagers, most young adults want to actually liberate themselves from this bondage. It's a bondage, because it's not easy. Like, you have your wants, but their wants is on, it's higher. I don't know.
It's like on a higher scale than yours.
Yeah. So our first deliberation, or I don't know, our first subtopic is emotional manipulation. Phoebe and Michelle, like, talk about emotional manipulation.
Oh, Phoebe, will you go first?
No, you can't.
Oh, emotional manipulation. That thing, it's actually a thing. That's the truth. It's actually a thing. Like, parents really use that on their kids a lot. When you are younger, they don't really do that. Like, they do it too, but they don't really do that because they still have the ability to just shout on you.
Apart from that, at that stage, these children believe that they can. They trust their parents.
Yes. But when when you start becoming a teenager, you start seeing life from a larger perspective.
Yeah, a very different perspective.
You start seeing life from different perspective, how the world works. You see that life is not the way you've always thought
it was, as if you're living a sheltered life, exactly. Like you're in a shell, in a bubble.
Exactly. So now, that moment now, they've seen that you actually know what's happening.
Yeah.
And you want to disagree with some of their ideology.
Yeah.
That moment, they'll start using After all I did for you, after taking you to school.
Yeah. You're the parents. You were supposed to take me to school.
Exactly. They try to make you feel privileged for doing their duty.
Yeah.
That's one way they use emotional blackmail. They express the fact that they suffered for you when in truth they are actually supposed to suffer for you, exactly. Because you are their kid.
You hear someone say, like a mom saying, I had you in my belly for 9 months. The baby didn't beg you to.
I did not ask to come into this world. Like, stop making it about yourself.
Exactly.
All the time. Yeah, all the fucking time. Phoebe, what about restriction?
Okay, restriction. This particular weapon. This particular weapon. I am a victim of this weapon. Being the fourth of four children, like the youngest girl, it's like, especially coming from Nigeria, it's like every single move I make is being restricted. It's like you can't go out. I've heard of countries having curfews, like their kid can come home by 10 o'clock but not later than that. In my house, I don't even leave without having like an AC to feel like an AC on where I'm going, who I'm going to meet, and those are important, true, but having to experience that over and over, the parents will not give you that trust and expect that, this child is going out, she's not going to do anything
wrong. And they don't understand you're growing up, like you're supposed to mingle with people.
Exactly. And this actually breeds timidity and shyness in a kid. So from a teenage age, when you actually desire to explore the world, explore, see new places, visit, hang out with your friends, is very important for your growth. And then this desire is being hindered, like this restriction is being placed upon us. Like, it's very traumatizing. You look forward to staying outside for as long as possible, being in another state far away from your parents, than having to be at home. So it's kind of like very, very annoying.
We all have that restriction in our various homes, so we can all relate. So on that topic I decided to talk about today, on that divorcing your overprotective parents, is what they tag respect. Like, what the term respect is, that I feel like our parents use it a lot in situations that don't even matter,
especially of Nigeria, a cultural society. Nigeria places culture on top of everything in society,
so
they try to use respect as
I came from a Christian home. They'll quote the Bible, Ephesians 1:5-9 or something. Ephesians is in the book of Ephesians. Oh, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother, for this is the best the commandment, the blessing.
I know the funny thing. That's not where it stops.
Yes, exactly.
What they always emphasize, forgetting the fact that
it's in the same verse, but they
not
break
another
it
verse. It's in the same verse.
They
saying,
break it completely.
Parents, don't put your kids to anger.
Don't provoke them to anger.
The Bible said, don't provoke your kids to anger. But these parents, they don't know that one.
They don't read that.
They don't even talk about.
They do not. Like, they do not they understand their past. The money, parent. The parent meter does not recognize
that verse in the Bible.
Like there was a time like I quoted this verse for my dad, and he was like, "But that part did not even come with a blessing. That's what my dad told me. Like it did not come with a blessing. Like he said, it was only the first." Mas, like
that came with blessings.
Came with blessings. Like that was his excuse. Can you imagine this man? Like that was his excuse. Like it was like wow, mad, mind blowing. Like this is his defense. I could not just believe it.
As in,
you understand?
This guy was all he was all a vigilante on you.
Like, that was like Christianity as like culture, Nigerian culture. Like, a lot of it's, young people like have been oppressed to this culture. Like at a point in my life I had to say I can't do this anymore. Like I can't let this culture be holding my if I see it is not fine with me, I cut it off. Like I don't identify with this
thing
culture.
The thing with African culture is beautiful in its own right.
Yeah. Like very it's beautiful. It's a very beautiful like, culture.
It has beautiful wonderful history, and it's every society does need a culture, but then there's a situation where the culture just suffocates you. You can't breathe, you can't do right, you are not moving forward, you are just backwards, stagnant.
She can't even describe what she's feeling right now.
I know
this topic is triggering to my sister.
I actually went to a boarding school.
Yeah.
The reason I went to a boarding school was for the fact that I was not really stubborn. Like they were always saying I go out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
They noticed I used to go out every day to play football. The fact that I love football should be something of joy to my parents. But my parents didn't see it that way. They saw it from the angle that I'm supposed to be at home, do my homework, read all night. Then when I go to school tomorrow, I do what I'm supposed to do in school. Come back home, read, do my homework. And that routine over and over again, it messes your...
Very, very true.
Like, you won't live that life of a kid anymore.
Like that. Now, like what that. It will be harder for you to socialize.
What is a kid without
play?
What is being a kid without playing? Now, what I've realized over time is that respect is something that is supposed to be given to every
individual.
No matter
whether
age.
Whether it's a baby or an old man that cannot lift himself from the bed.
Age doesn't matter
at all.
Like everybody deserves respect. You just don't see someone and shout on the person because the person is young or because the person is old.
Very true.
Just talk to someone nicely. You correct someone nicely. The angle where you from the perspective from where these parents come from. Seriously, I feel it's really old school. And
apart from that, it's like the past. Ages and ages of oppression from centuries of oppression from their fathers to their father's father to their father's father's fathers over and over again. The cycle continues.
This is what they did to me as a child,
And I turned out okay.
Yeah.
But though you did not turn out okay, you are messed up.
you
understand. It's like parent, no, don't do that. So. At what age do you think, because sometimes this protectiveness is actually good for kids, like there are some kids that actually need protection from their parents so that they will not fall into the wrong hands. So at what age do you guys think this should stop, or they should mellow down, they should reduce, they should tone it down? Like,
okay, my own perspective about being a parent, to me, I'm not a parent yet.
So you can't understand.
I may not understand what's happening. But to me, I feel, based on the fact that I may not be perfect, I have my own skeletons in my cupboard, of which each and every one of us here do.
Yeah.
But the The thing is that everybody, like, everybody need to, like, the thing still remains that parents should know that they should just let their kids
be kids,
at that point. And when they are growing, they will know that being too playful, being too like being anyhow, is no longer what I should do. Now I've gotten to a point where I should be able to lay my bed without anybody telling me, be able to wash my clothes.
You should be able to do your assignments.
And the thing is that this parent should let their kids know in love, because the Bible said it, in love, not beating your kids. You are beating your kid, that's not love. You don't beat someone you love. That's the truth. You don't beat someone you love. You correct your kids in love. Let them know, oh, this thing you are doing, it's not the right thing. They may still make that mistake. God gave us that chance now. Check it out now. God gave us grace. God, he knows.
God gives us chances to make mistakes and learn from it. And repent.
If God should punish us for every wrong thing we do, I don't think anybody will survive in this world. So the fact that you do something and your parents will beat you, you do something tomorrow, your parents will beat you, they'll scold you, they'll shout on you. I don't feel it's the right thing. Let these kids know this thing you're doing is wrong.
Especially in African households. Especially in African households. They love using...
In love. They love
quoting the Bible literally out of context.
So, when you tell them this, like, believe in your heart. Have the faith in your heart.
Trust your child.
Trust your child that this thing I've told this kid, he's not going to do it. Don't even spy on that child. Don't even care that this child is going to. Just let the child know that this thing,
it might be scary.
Is right.
It might be scary because you don't want your child to turn out a certain way. But if
trust your child.
Trust.
And if your child eventually does it, make the child know that I'm not happy with this action. The child is not a demon that he will not, or is not a psychopath that will not understand that
what he's doing, like, is wrong. Or
my parents are really pissed off with what I did.
Don't
necessarily have to, like, scold this child. You don't necessarily have to restrict this child for something.
I know sometimes his parents are angry. It's true. Like, but the truth is that
control your anger.
The fact they said, the Bible said, don't be angry, but don't let the sun go down while you're angry, right? Now,
don't sin in your anger.
Don't sin your anger. But a lot of people think they should just sleep, where they should not carry the anger to bed. The Bible has different ways it can be interpreted. To me, I don't know whether it's anybody's interpretation, but to me, I feel what the Bible was trying to say is that don't sin while you are angry. Don't let your anger do something that will make the next person angry. That's what I feel. So I feel we should just trust these kids that they are not going to turn up bad. Of which all these kids are humans. They may end up doing one or two things, but trust those kids that they will find their path.
Whether or not you lock the child in a cage, or
that's what we saw.
Whether or not you lock the child in a cage, when that bird is let out to fly, you don't have any control on the path it's going to fly.
Let me use an example. If you have a dog and you always put that dog on a leash, that dog end up being ferocious. I think 99% of the time. That dog end up becoming ferocious. Most people don't want to train their dog. In this part of the world we are, they don't let their dogs out. And any visitor that's coming to the house, that visitor is always
scared.
Always feeling it bad. So what I'm saying is that let's reduce this it's not all about you protect your kid. Let them know that what they are doing is wrong. Like, just, but everything you do should be in love.
Answer this question on the age that you should tone down on being that overprotective parent. I feel from puberty. As a child begins puberty, it sees the world in a whole different light.
Yeah.
So, tone it down. Like, let the child, allow the child to understand that you're still a kid, but you're not just a kid anymore.
Yeah.
Okay, you should be responsible for your actions, and your actions have consequences.
Sure.
Allow that child to understand that.
Okay. Yeah.
The child is probably going to fuck up. Pardon my language, of course. The child is going to make a mistake, and as every human being, when you do something wrong, you will know.
Sure.
And there's this feeling of regret that comes with you as long as you're a normal person.
Yeah.
There's this feeling of regret that will come from doing something wrong. And then when that happens, because it's going to happen, parents, it is going to happen. So when that happens, you calm down. You talk to, like, allow the child to understand that, just like Michelle said, allow the child to understand that, okay, you did something wrong, and I love you regardless, but you shouldn't do it anymore. It's not good. You know it's not good. Do you feel good? No. So, don't do it anymore.
Yeah.
That is how a decent human being is formed.
So, thank you guys for coming to my podcast today. Thank you for sharing your views on my topic about being an overprotective, divorcing your overprotective. I use the word divorce because I feel like divorce is more stringent. It's like
it's final.
Yes,
it's final. Divorce. it's like a war.
Yes, divorcing your overprotective parents. So, thank you, listeners, for listening today. I'll be happy to see your comments and your thoughts concerning this podcast. And please be nice in your comment. Please. I'll use my Nigerian English.
We are very sensitive.
Biko. In Nigerian, say Biko. Please. All right. Be nice. So, bye.
Okay.
See you next week.
Yeah, bye.
Jemima Views. Bye.